News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced more than 800 illegal guns have been taken off the streets as part of Operation Safe Neighborhoods. Since the operation began, law enforcement officials have conducted 7,706 check-ins with felony offenders, leading to over 800 illegal guns taken off the street. During sweeps, officers have also recovered illegal drugs and ammunition. Public safety is a bipartisan priority, and I am proud that we have gotten more than 800 illegal guns off the street to reduce violence and crime, said Governor Whitmer. Through Operation Safe Neighborhoods, record investments in first responders, and common-sense gun safety laws, we are taking action to keep families safe. Together, let's keep working across the aisle to protect communities, hold criminals accountable, and build a future where every Michigander feels safe at home, school, and work. Every illegal firearm removed from our streets means more lives saved, said Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist too. With over 800 illegal guns now out of the hands of those who shouldn't have them, Operation Safe Neighborhoods is helping more Michiganders go to work, school, or home without having to fear gun violence. We will continue working together to prevent gun violence, protect families, and save lives. Operation Safe Neighborhoods is a statewide crackdown on crime aimed at reducing gun violence by getting illegal guns off the street and out of the hands of people who cannot legally possess a gun due to prior criminal history. Nearly 1 in 3 reported violent crimes in Michigan involve a firearm. This initiative builds on Governor Whitmer's MI Safe Communities program that she launched in 2021 to invest in local police, get illegal guns off the street, and fund expanded opportunities in jobs, education, and the justice system. About Operation Safe Neighborhoods. Michigan Department of Corrections, MDOC, parole and probation agents team up with local law enforcement across the state and conduct enhanced compliance checks on probationers and parolees who are legally prohibited from possessing a firearm. There are roughly 32,000 probationers and 8,600 parolees in the state, many of whom have been convicted previously of a gun crime. These individuals are supervised by more than 1,000 MDOC parole and probation agents. The plan the department devised and implemented is aimed at focusing on high-risk individuals who have weapons possession in their criminal history that could be used to commit further crime. Governor Whitmer's record-breaking public safety investments. Since taking office, Governor Whitmer has worked closely with local leaders, law enforcement officers, and community organizations to ensure people feel safe in their neighborhoods. The governor has signed 5 balanced, bipartisan budgets, each making record investments to help communities fund local law enforcement departments and hire more first responders. Governor Whitmer has invested over $1.6 billion into public safety. This year's budget includes $75 million to establish a public safety trust fund to provide cities, villages, and townships with additional resources for police services and to support community violence intervention efforts, and $7.8 million for firearm injury and violence prevention grants, and community violence intervention services to reduce gun violence and save lives. In April 2023, Governor Whitmer signed common-sense gun violence prevention bills that will establish universal background checks for all firearm purchases and safe storage requirements. In May 2023, Governor Whitmer signed bills establishing extreme risk protection orders in Michigan, ensuring police officers, healthcare professionals, and family members concerned about someone who may harm themselves or others can seek a court order to temporarily confiscate their firearms. In November 2023, Governor Whitmer signed bills preventing convicted domestic abusers from owning firearms. Governor Whitmer proposed the Common Sense Gun Violence Prevention legislation during her 2023 State of the State address and has worked with the Michigan legislature, community groups, law enforcement, students and parents following the shooting at Michigan State University in February 2023 and the shooting at Oxford High School in November 2021 to get these common sense measures that will reduce gun violence signed into law.